Hi, Jeremy Crow here. I did a recent video on an introduction to Luciferian and left-hand path magic, but it was just kind of a brief introduction to the topic. I wanted to start doing some more practical videos that explain a little bit more about actually how to do some of these occult arts and sciences. So I thought I'd start off with wish fulfillment. So basically, making your will manifest in the world. So there's a lot of different ways people go about this, but there's kind of a general basic principle that's used in almost all of them. You can see this in creative visualization. You can see this in The Secret that's been so popular a few years back. And also sigil magic of chaos magic tradition, which, as I said, is I believe that Luciferians mostly are almost, you could almost call them a type of chaos magician. So to start off with, you have to have something that you want to accomplish, a change that you want to make in the world or in yourself, and you're gonna need to want this so badly that you're willing to do what it takes to get it. So that means not just pray and wait, not just put your order in with the universe and wait for it to be delivered, you know, no let go and let God type thing. You're responsible for your own life. It's up to you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. You're not just gonna do some, you know, mumble some words and wave your hands around and then suddenly it's going to appear in your life. You know, sometimes that kind of thing can happen, but you need to actually put in the physical work in the mundane world in order to accomplish what you want to accomplish. So if you want to lose weight, you need to actually exercise and watch your diet, you know, things like that. These occult arts and sciences simply assist us in our process, you know, and sometimes they make coincidences happen more often than normal. So things will happen like somebody will come into your life that is going to help you accomplish the thing much faster than you would have been able to do it on your own, that type of thing. So the general idea is usually to use a sigil. Some people will use a collage. They'll make a collage or a piece of art that represents their desire. And then imprint that into your mind on a very deep level. So usually this will involve an altered state. So you could either meditate, you could relax your body really deeply and, you know, do self-hypnosis. You could use sexual energy by, you know, either in a solo ritual or with a partner or more than one partner even. And, or you can do, you know, some sort of physical ordeal. And, but then you look at the symbol in this altered state, and now some people will say you're not supposed to try and think about what it means because your mind already knows. Now other people say you're supposed to try and imagine as intensely as possible what it will be like when you already have accomplished your goal, and that's the one that I'm recommending in this video. Both will work, but if you're going to be doing this regularly, which is a good idea to regularly reinforce it, the best idea is to imagine yourself having already accomplished it, and imagine what it, you know, as many sensations as possible, and make it as vivid as possible, because the brain, the mind, I should say, doesn't know the difference between a strongly imagined experience and one that is actually experienced in the physical. So if you can get your body working in a way that's consistent with the way that it will work when you've accomplished your goal, then that sets out the right types of processes in your body. It gets the right types of vibes going, or energy flow, whatever you want to call it. It starts the process, you know. Some people have said, fake it till you make it. And that's kind of what we're trying to go for here, because you have to be able to... You need to also have a place in your life for what you're trying to accomplish. If you don't have a place in your life for what you're trying to get, it may come along and you're not going to be able to accept it into your life at that time. So keep that in mind as well. So just to give you an example of one that I did, on November 11th of 2011, so that's 11-11-11, and it's good to try and do these types of things on something that is significant or has some sort of meaning. Even if it's just some kind of quirky little superstitious thing, can give it a little bit of an extra boost to certain levels of your brain or your mind. So on 11-11-11, a group of me and my friends got together and we did a ceremony. And in the ceremony, we forged bronze medallions with a sigil on it of our own design. So this is the one that I did. And this is one that I forged out of bronze on 11-11-11 as a medallion with my sigil on it. And this sigil was designed in order to accomplish the first International Left Hand Path Convention. Now, 9 months later, and it's already starting now, we've already started the art show portion of it, which was a great success. So 9 months later is when the convention is being held. And I had to put in a lot of effort, but it's just amazing what happens when you've got this focus, and sometimes all these different things come into play that you never would have anticipated. And who knows if it has to do with what I did here or not, but it, you know, it seems to have been effective. We had the art show opening on July the 25th, and it was amazing. All kinds of amazing art. I had a lot of great help from a lot of great people, and the art was amazing. It was placed really well in the gallery. It was at Gallery 1313. It still is actually there, and if you're in Toronto, you can go check it out. And at the opening, we had about 80 people show up, and that was quite a lot. It was great. And coming up, August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we've got big events as well. So we've got the Black Magic Burlesque and Cabaret, and that came together great. We've got 13 dances, 2 mentalists. We've got the Wolfman emceeing. It'll be awesome. That's at the Great Hall, which, of course, is kind of a Masonic term. And then Saturday the 4th, we've got the art show closing ceremony, which will be even bigger than the opening. Live music, lectures, and then an after party at the Rhino down the street. The Sunday, August the 5th, we've got the Evolutionary Occultism in the New Aeon, which is at the Gladstone Hotel Ballroom during the day. We're gonna have vendors, lectures, and we're gonna have a panel discussion with all the speakers over the course of the convention, having a panel discussion. After that, we're moving down the street to the Cadillac Lounge, and we're having a musical concert. There's gonna be even a spoken word piece by Scott Martin, the Luciferian. So I'm really excited. There's people coming from the United States out to it, and you know, if you want to try out the sigil magic, you should leave a comment and let us know how it went. Was it successful? How did you actually create the sigil? And how did you empower the sigil?